Well, we're getting ready for the start of another season in the NWJHL, and we are pleased to be joined on the line right now by Mike Mercredy, the president of the NWJHL. I guess the first question for you here today, Michael, is are you excited to finally have the league kind of getting back to playing what we hope will be a full schedule for this season?
100%. It's long overdue. Everyone's excited. Let's get going.
And of course, something that was certainly missing from the very limited schedule the league had last season was the fans at the games. Now, obviously, you know, certainly things have been changed recently in the province with some of the different rules that have been put out there. But obviously, some teams are going to be trying to work around this. How big of it will it be for the league to finally have you know, get all the fans back at the games out there?
You know, I think fans is number one. They provide a atmosphere for the players to turn it up a notch, and a lot of the games and that help fund the team's road games and that. So very, very important that the fans get in the building this year and follow the REP program with entrance to the things. I know a few teams have put social media posts out on the rules for the weekend, so you'll see more of that coming out in the next few days, I'm hoping. So there's no confusion at the door, and fans can come in and enjoy the game.
Yes, I know. Top of my head, the North Peace Navigators here in Peace River have already stated what their plans are for the weekend. And as you mentioned, hopefully we see more from the other teams here soon. Now, when it comes to kind of the teams in the league, I know, I believe at some point in the offseason, the league did put out the idea on some of their social media accounts of well, possibly getting some expansion and maybe getting some more locales into the league. And I know the league did recently, over the last weekend, have some preseason games in High Level and LaCrete. What is kind of sort of the interest around the league for maybe getting some expansion and some new teams in here?
Well, we're working with the community of Edson and potentially LaCrete. I know where there has been talks about it. And just with timing and ice availability, it didn't happen this year, so we will continue to work with communities or other communities that step forward to expand out to other regions. So very, very important that we always welcome other communities in that the teams and the league deem feasible for them to, continue on, and with the travel and then the logistics of everything.
And when you talk a little bit about kind of the future of the league, now I know when the league was kind of shut down for most of last season, I know talking with several players out there, a lot of them had, other jobs to do and, focusing on schoolwork. So, they had, other things to do. And, I've been talking with a couple of teams around the league, some have mentioned that definitely recruiting to get players for this season has been, certainly a little trickier thanks to the kind of the events of the past year or so. What do you think is something that the league is going to be kind of working on here when it comes to getting more players interested in playing in a league like this?
Well, with COVID, it kind of shut everyone's recruitment down overall and kind of put back everyone, that had a majority of 20-year-olds versus a younger team. You'll see this year our league will be a lot younger because of that. And we're seeing an influx of, 17, 18-year-olds that are joining our league that potentially, they funding or whatever with COVID, things change with incomes, and we're seeing a few players join us from other programs this year.
Well, it's certainly going to be another very interesting season in the NWJHL. League President Mike Mercredy, thanks for joining us here today.
You're welcome. Have a good day.